Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Money that was talking for Tom Brady, according to Terry Bradshaw. It was ego that was talking when Tom Brady decided that he would no longer be a New England Patriot. And Terry Bradshaw has told The Athletic that the reason that the only thing that he can think of is that ego got involved when it came to Tom's decision. And he decided that he wanted to show him who's more important.
Do you believe that?
I don't know, because I don't know what to believe about Tom Brady and about the whole situation. I don't.
You have been briefed,
yes,
big
sir.
Time.
What a pivot.
I would like to think that there would have been some way that there could have been a deal that was good for both of them, but I'm not sure at this point that either side wanted to continue with the relationship.
Maybe not at this point, right? The question that you'll ask, well, at this point, that when Brady went to Kraft's house, but in August of this past August, if they would offer Brady 2 years and $50 million guaranteed extension, do you think Brady would have signed it?
I'm not sure, because post Super Bowl 52, according to the Wickersham piece, mm-hmm. he told people in the building that he wasn't coming back.
Okay, so
he had had it with Bill then.
So when he said,
I mean, we could assume that he'd had it with Bill.
So when,
I mean, he was. I mean, he didn't tell people I'm out of here because of Bill, but he did tell people that he wasn't coming back.
So when he says go ask Mr. Kraft, you're saying that if they would have hit the next day, would have said, Tom, we want to give you a 2 year, $50 million contract extension, he turns it down.
I think there was some clear point where he was done with Bill Belichick. And there was also a point where Bill Belichick was done with him.
I think after Super Bowl 52, you had that summer was the conference where he said, I plead the fifth.
Correct.
There was that weird story from Schefter who said that people don't know for sure what Brady's plans are.
Giselle said he wants to be appreciated.
And have fun.
Yes.
Yeah, I think at that point he was done taking the discount, done being just Joe Patriot, and he became his own entity in conversations with Belichick and Kraft. And I think he played 2019 because he figured, you know, we'll give another shot. They win the title. He thinks after they win the title, the negotiation is going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
They made it difficult again, and then he was just done.
And that's when they would have. That's when they would have been like, "We appreciate what you've done, Tom. Here's your 2 years, $50 million guaranteed. You could retire a Patriot at the end of that deal."
Here's Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning.
What's up, Kevin?
So I'm a long time Patriots fan. I'm a long-time Tom Brady fan. But I got to be honest, I've never heard anybody lay it out like I'm about to. Tom Brady is a prostitute. Any way you slice it, he's turned into Ray Allen, he's turned into LeBron James, and it's a team sport that he plays. He could be the best in the world all time, but LeBron James can't win a championship by himself. And the bottom line is, whether he left for 20 or 30 extra million when he's worth 500, or whether he left because he just wanted some strange, just like he did to his girlfriend, and then impregnated her after he left her for Giselle, I should say, you know, he's become a prostitute.
So, Kevin, should he take less money just to make the organization and fans happy, even though he's not he's worth more than that?
See, Wiggy, you don't understand. He took less money all those years to make a better team so that he could succeed. And he and Belichick understand that. Belichick understood it, and he was able to convince Brady and several of the Patriots.
Yeah, but
they
wanted him to take less money than what they would normally pay him. It's one thing when Brady takes less money and you're still, you know, top 10 paid quarterbacks in the league. But when they're saying, all right, we want you to take money that we would pay somebody like who's the 20th quarterback in the league, that's a significant pay cut.
He is significantly less talented than he was. There is absolutely no doubt that he is not the same guy at 43 as he was at 28 or at 30. And the bottom line is, you're talking about the best soup maker in terms of putting together a football team on the planet, the GOAT, when you're talking about Belichick. And I know that's going to anger a couple of you guys in there because all you do is bash Belichick. But when this is all said and said, you're going to understand, you're going to eat your words and you're going to say, you know what?
Well, we'll find
Belichick
out.
Got it.
We'll find out.
Kevin, who do you think had Kevin? Who do you think had the bigger ego out of the two of them, Belichick or Brady?
I don't think this has anything to do with ego. Oh, I think you guys want it to be that, but I don't think on Belichick's part it has anything to do with ego.
Talking about, Kevin? It has everything to do with Belichick's ego.
It absolutely does not.
Kevin's saying it's a business decision,
the best
Curtis.
Team. He's got 53 roster spots to fill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's ludicrous for you guys to say that Bill Belichick, it's all about Bill, blah, blah, blah. No, it's all about the result.
Kevin, I have a quick question for you. Why is Belichick wanting to coach another 5 years, according to people around him?
Say what?
Why does Belichick want to coach at least another 4 to 5 years?
Because it's who he is.
No, it's because he wants to surpass Don Shula as the winningest head coach in NFL history.
If anybody, whoever plies in their trade, do you all want to be the best that you can be at what you do?
So Curtis likes being number two.
Yeah.
Curtis is happy that we're number two.
I like being number two with an asterisk.
It's ludicrous. That's ludicrous to expect that he doesn't want to be the best he can be.
So then he has an ego and he wants to be the greatest coach of all time. You just said he had no ego.
Well,
so
we'll see how good the soup is when he got no spices.
Wiggy, you were great. Now I have to have soup for lunch and spices. It's going to be some kind of a cream-based soup. I can guarantee that. It's going to be a bisque.
Then all you do is have some hot water.
If you're having soup during the quarantine, you have to dip bread in it. I know people are getting fat. But
French onion's the best soup ever.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
The best soup ever?
Best soup ever.
Statement. You guys come down here I got blue soup and everything.
I think the tomato bisque might be
tomato's good, but
with the grilled cheese.
The cream tomato bisque with a grilled cheese.
But there's nothing
perfect
like French
quarantine
onion.
Perfect.
I do like tomato soup now with a good grilled
cheese.
You
know cheese. It's great, too? A nice beef stew over mashed potatoes.
Oh. Hello, fatty.
Grilled cheese on Italian bread.
That's what I had for breakfast this morning.
There you go. With with good old provolone, good old white cheese. Not necessarily the
amazing. Orange. Wiggy likes white cheese.
I do with my grilled cheese.
That's an upset. Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
or if you want to take it to the next level, you do the grilled cheese and you put some fried ham in it.
I can't tell what Danielle is more excited about when it comes to being when it comes to being self-quarantined. The breakfast that she gets to eat or the fact that she hasn't had to wear a bra in the last 5 days.
I've actually been wearing it here and there.
Yeah.
Just because I'm doing a lot of projects. That's what I don't understand. Like, I envy all these people who are like, oh, I'm so bored. I don't know what to do. What are you doing? Talk to me. And I'm like, I'm painting a bedroom. Like, I have stuff to do. I have a list. I haven't unpacked for moves like that I did 10 years ago.
Both guys in studio here are wearing bras.
Hello, Derek.
It's a man's ear.
Hey, Derek.
That's right.
What's up, Derek?
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, good morning.
It's Derek, the Steelers fan. What's up, Derek?
Well, for a cool $250, you could pick up TB12's cookbook. I'm sure there's, you know, kale soup with a little avocado toast washed down with one of Guerrero's loaded up cucumber smoothies. You know, best part of this?
Yeah.
And you know, this fraudulent crisis that Ken and the like are pushing on all of us, glossing over the beautiful beautiful dismantling of a dynasty. And just think about it, Hildog. Think about it. He, you know, oh, we're the diehards, the smartest fan base in the country, blah, blah, blah. Who would choose any place over Boston? He went to the trailer park capital of the world.
Well, that's what Bradshaw is saying. Bradshaw is saying there's no reason why he would do that other than ego, other than
no, they have the personnel. They have the personnel.
It comes down to one thing. 2.5 years ago, Seth Wickersham's article, we were all right. He was on the money, Hildog. All those arguments on the old show about we don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
Bedazzled Bobby, the genius and my favorite, Pretty, had a parting of the ways. And it's going to get messier as we go. And I'm not going to let this crisis ruin The View. And it starts at noon today, Hildog. You imagine, crank up, you know, Monster Jam 3 times a year down at Foxborough, kid, because they're going to need the cash.
All right. You know, I love how Derek's talking trash. His quarterback looks like Hanks at the end of Castaway.
Take your victory lap, Derek. Take it now. Enjoy it while you can.
Any quarterback on your roster.
Well, obviously, the greatest player of all time left the team. Not really.
A bloated LB locked up for 3 months is better than anybody you got.
When was the last playoff win by the Steelers, Derek?
What relevance is that? We're going forward, my friend.
What relevance is that? It's kind of an important number.
We don't have any juice no more.
Arguing over stupid, like, we got 6 Super Bowls, you got 2. Like, guys, that was in the past. It's bye-bye.
So we'll be ready for the
How about in that Athletic piece, Bradshaw taking a shot at Brady and saying that he's no Ben Roethlisberger. Did you see that?
We don't have any juice no more around here because guess what? Brady left and our team is not going to be very good. So this is what we got to endure for I don't know how long.
Just know that, like, you know, all those years you had LB and it was like on the side, you had to say, he doesn't speak for me. He doesn't speak. That's how Terry Bradshaw's looked at down in Pittsburgh, okay? He don't speak for us.
All right, Derek. There he is. Derek, the Steelers fan.
He's enjoying his victory lap.
And you say he's going to have quite some time to take victory
laps. It's
going to
be a long time before we can get back on that box and be like, we back. We can pound our chest.
I mean, Greg, if you had to put a paycheck on who will be better, Tampa or New England next year, it would go on Tampa, right? I'm not even a question.
No, it wouldn't.
What?
No.
Wow. Wow. Really?
The Patriots have a better record than the Bucs.
I think it's possible. Yes.
What? Have you seen the Patriots schedule next year?
Look at the division. Are they changing divisions?
We need to get you tested for Corona.
We're going to do a win-loss in 1 minute.
All right.
Okay. Wow.
You guys have zero faith in the greatest coach in the history of the NFL.
Come on, Greg. I love Belichick as a coach.
Well,
I respect him.
Let's not even play.
At the Texans, win or loss? At the Chiefs.
Loss.
Two losses. At the Rams.
I'd say loss. That's
three losses. Let's see. Niners at home.
Loss.
Four. Ravens at home.
Loss.
Five. Seahawks at the Seahawks.
That's a loss.
That's six. And we haven't even gotten to the division yet. That's six losses right there.
Yeah. Ye of little faith.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Yes, I have, Robert.
You're going to be the honorary coin tosser on opening day.
I will be there till the end, Robert. Hello, Brian.
Hey, hi.
What's up, Brian?
I think not bad. How are you?
Good.
Hey, you know, my take on this is I think this is a mutual breakup between both guys. Everybody's pounding on Belichick and Kraft and whatnot. But think about this guy. Here he is. You have Brady, who had this enterprise going on now, I don't know for how long, but TB12, right?
Yeah.
He has his own little business in the locker room, which was usurping, if you think about it, Belichick and the coaching staff, even the trainees were complaining about the fact that this guy, here he is pushing his products and his concussion drink and everything else.
Well, in the Wickersham,
don't tell me that didn't.
In the Wickersham piece, they talk about Bill being upset that when he was rehabbing out in L.A.
smear campaign
with the beautiful people, he didn't come back. Bill thought he should have been back here. I mean, I don't know. Both parties have something to do with the breakup, don't they, Brian?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think it's a mutual. I think that they both have big egos. I mean, most people that are successful in life, they have to have that type of makeup, because how are you going to be, good if you don't really have that confidence in yourself and your abilities? But if you really look back on this, even like everybody said, oh, there's a certain timeline, but I think it was just a relationship that grew tight over the years. And then when you think about somebody like Brady, in a way, he has become somewhat, like a diva in a sense. If you think about the way he is, he's been married now to that supermodel for how many years now? Giselle?
Yeah.
I mean, don't tell me that hasn't affected the way he is and whatnot. And I think that has something to do with it, too. But if you really look back, if you think about it, he releases that movie right before the Philadelphia Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. That Tom versus Time. I mean, I bet you that really rubbed Belichick the wrong way. I mean, when you look back on Wes Welker, remember he made that joke about Rex Ryan's foot fetish.
There were like 12
remember
jokes.
How he took
yes.
a crap. Remember he took crap for that.
Yes.
But I bet you Belichick was really steamed about that movie.
I mean, oh, he was. Remember that offseason, Brian? Remember that offseason during that week leading into the game, the two Bills documentary aired on ESPN where he sat down with Bill Parcells. Do Your Job is basically a Bill Belichick praise piece every year they win a title, all about how he was behind all the great moves.
Triggered.
Don't give me crap about Tom versus Time. See, Belichick is everywhere on NFL
so
films.
Triggered
they left
Bill
Brady
Belichick.
Out of the entire Do Your Job special.
I mean,
he had like one appearance as a ball boy.
See, I would ask
Steve
you.
Steve Belichick had a bigger role.
I would ask you this question, because you go back to the Seth Wickersham report, right? So
which one, the original one or
the one that just came out here recently.
Yeah.
It all took place in the August of the 2018 with the $5 million incentive, mm-hmm. right? Brady coming off the Super Bowl against, Philadelphia, where he threw for over 500 yards.
Offense 600-plus yards, no punts.
Don't you think
he was pissed about that?
Don't you think right at that point it should have been, here's a new deal for you, Brady. Here's an extension, not just $5 million in incentives that you didn't hit. Don't you think that was what he was looking for?
If you were Bill and you wanted to keep him,
But it shouldn't be about, when you look at the player and what he did in that game and what he was for that season, don't you say, okay, we probably should give this guy an extension?
I thought Bill never paid for past performance, ever.
But past performance.
You're expecting that he's going to change his entire philosophy when it comes to coaching.
But see, that's where it goes to Bill's arrogance, right? We talk about the ego.
Yeah.
It's not about past performance. That was the performance that he just had for you. Unfortunately, the last game happened to be the Super Bowl, and he wanted to get paid for that, moving forward.
All right. I want to get to someone who has zero ego. And that is Ken Laird, and what is trending this morning?
Mudded Night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
I shouldn't have been on the B team last week, I'll tell you that. Trending now.
That thing, your big A team, B team strategy lasted for 1 week around.
It'll happen. Happy to have a job. I ain't complaining.
Yeah, there you go. Mr. Grateful over here.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
There you go, Ken. Okay.
Trending Now is brought to you by the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Go where love takes you this spring. Learn more about the best Subaru Outback ever at SubaruofNewEngland.com. By the way, Greg, do you think there's anybody of Tom Brady's ability in the world that has ever been mistreated to the point that he was by Bill Belichick in his tenure as a Patriot? No one that great has ever been treated so poorly in any walk of life.
Anybody in the world?
Yep.
I guess
Donald J. Trump.
I'd have to do a full analysis.
That.
I mean, what about Steve Perry when he was ushered out
that's
of Journey?
That's
Steve
a very
Perry.
Oh,
or the drummer from Aerosmith who got locked out of the
or Mutt from the morning show.
Yeah.
And then they see what happened when they try to replace Steve Perry?
They sound pretty good.
No, they don't.
They haven't missed a beat.
No, they don't.
That guy's good.
He is good.
Filipino guy.
He is good. But it's Filipino Journey.
Right.
He is good. I give him credit.
Guy sounds just like Steve.
He sounds like him, but it's not.
Close your eyes. It's like Mrs. Wiggins.
Still not O'Sherry.
It's like Mrs. Wiggins does. Just shut the lights off. Close your eyes. You feel like
she knows.
You feel like it's a completely different person.
Well, no. That means I'm talented.
Oh, boy. Coming up at noon on Dale and Keefe, you will hear Tom Brady is a member of the Tampa Bay Bucks. He'll be interviewed by the press corps down there via conference call. You'll hear it live here on Sports Radio WEI. By the way, the big breaking news here in the last hour, the Olympics are kaput. Well, they're pushed off for a year, postponed. The Tokyo Olympics are no more. First time that's happened since the 40s, I guess, where an Olympic Games was pushed.
Was it like World War II or something?
Exactly. Yeah. So that is major news in the sports world. Not going to have games for a long time. We're actually 2 weeks from today, right, where the last games played in Boston, the Celtics and the Bruins played 2 weeks ago. And we got a long weeks, a lot more weeks to come. Steven Gostkowski released by the Patriots. That creates some cap space. He appeared in 28 playoff games, fourth all-time behind Brady, Vinatieri, and Jerry Rice. And second all-time to Vinatieri in playoff points. He is a goner. Pats signed special teamer Cody Davis. The Red Sox got a minor league catcher. Get your tickets now. Johnny Pareda from Chicago completes that Travis Lakins trade. And the Celtics' entire team and staff have been tested for coronavirus. They are negative. And that's what's trending now at WEI at WEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dreamer, dreamer, oh. And I must have been so.
Drove him out of Journey faster than Bill Belichick drove Tom Brady out of Foxborough. Wow. That's it right there.
Yeah, but there's no replacing this Steve Perry.
Nope.
No, there'll never be another Tom Brady probably, nope. Right, Wiggy?
Nope, not even close.
Not and in you our still, lifetime.
But you still had the guy for a couple more years if you wanted him.
Mm-hmm. Are you ever going to get over this?
No.
No?
Nope.
Never?
Because it's going to be difficult. How long you think it's going to take for them to get back to the promised land?
Well, I mean, what if Stidham in 2-3 seasons can have this team as a 11-5 team, 10-6 team? Are you not going to be back on board?
If he can have them as a legitimate Super Bowl contender, right? That because that's what I want to see. I am now spoiled to being a fan of a team that is going to be a Super Bowl contender year in and year out.
Well, you have unreasonable expectations.
That's not unreasonable. That's what you set the bar for me for.
Mm-hmm.
The bar has been set.
And the only way that that was ever going to happen or continue to happen is Tom Brady being
here. Tom Brady would have made the next 2 years, would have put you in that position to be a contender, and then hopefully would have helped you build that bridge to the next guy that might have been able to pick it up. And maybe, you know, hey, maybe the first year you lose in the wild card or whatever it may be.
So you wanted couples therapy where the couple goes to therapy and they last for another extra year or two before the whole thing blows up, as opposed to getting out of
it. Well, not blow up, but just, you know, hey, the kids are off to school.
It was going to end.
Please God, one more season of Tommy and Bill Belichick.
But the Krafts were the ones who said to Andrea Kramer before Super Bowl 52 that Tom Brady has earned the right to end his career when he wants to choose his ending in New England. And he wanted to stay, and they wouldn't do it. And Kraft abdicated the throne, allowed Belichick to do what he wanted, and that's why Brady's gone.
I mean, Bill does own Kraft. It's embarrassing. I mean, he runs the show. Bill owns the team.
He's hired his whole family, his granddaughters, too, and she's going to be the receptionist.
Well, I mean, that's why it's possible. Maybe a texter said earlier that maybe Bill the GM is going to tank the season, but Bill the coach is going to try as hard as he possibly can.
That's some different kind of infighting.
Then Bill the coach fires the GM, Bill the GM, or is it the other way around?
Me, myself, and Belichick.
We will carry Tom Brady's first press conference as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer live at noon today here at WEEI. Hello, Steve.
Gentlemen and ladies, good morning.
What's going on, hello. Steve? Steve, are you home?
Well, I was home, and so I was going to a couple of points here. I painted three rooms in the last week in my house, my kitchen, my living room, and my so there is stuff to do. Hey, Wig, I'm sitting in front of Meridian Mart right now. I just came out of Boston. I had to drop something off.
There you go.
I did a delivery. But, hey, listen, guys, there was a really good thing on the on TV this weekend, and it was about the Patriots, their dynasty, and all the Super Bowl games and the AFC Championship games. And one of the featured games had a guy from East Boston who caught 10 passes in that game.
Yes.
And the narrator of the game said, "Where did this guy come from? Anybody hear anything about him?" I'm like, "Where does this guy live, in a cave?" But Wig, it was outstanding. I had a tear in my eye. I got to be honest.
A lot of wiki highlights.
It was a really good one.
I wish we didn't have to play that. I wish we didn't have to play that. because then Tom would still be here,
right?
You know.
Right.
And you know what, Wig? On another note here, you're right. And Chris is right. Belichick did this. I'm putting 90% of the blame on him and Kraft, because the Krafts did come out and say Brady had the right, he earned the right to retire from where he wanted to retire, which would have been here. And, you know, I don't think it was too much asked to give him a couple of years. But the same money that Breeze got, I understand you got a cap and all that, but there's been so many ways around it. They could have spread it out over a couple of years and give this guy the solace of at least knowing he's going to retire here. And now you created an animosity with these guys. And even when he comes back for his thing, it's going to be bad.
Steve, don't you think that's what Robert Kraft thought was going to happen, and that's why.
Yeah, of course he did.
And that's why. And that's why he was surprised when Tom Brady showed up. When Tom Brady showed up to tell him it was over.
Mm-hmm. Because I think Tom Brady knew it was over, because he knew Belichick wasn't going to give him an offer that he could actually accept.
Well, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that Tom Brady himself had already moved on. And that, I think Robert Kraft thought he was going to step in, as he said they had done previously, and the two of them.
So why didn't he step in earlier? Why didn't he step in right after the season?
I don't know, because maybe that's the way it goes every go around.
Oh, come on, Greg!
Don't swallow the hook.
They didn't speak between the end of the season until 2 weeks prior to Brady deciding to leave. What? Where was Kraft calling, saying, "Come over for dinner, let's talk"?
Well, maybe Tom shows up every time. Maybe,
they didn't. They did it on a private jet. That's where they negotiated the last deal.
It happens with parents. You know, one child doesn't get something that he wants from one parent. He goes to the other. You never got told no on anything.
No, I was just getting more from
entitled.
Yes,
ask your mother.
But you really believe if Brady's going?
I hate when you start things with "you really believe,"
because I'm asking you.
Because what we're doing is we're all speculating about what.
Yeah,
went
no,
on.
But you're so doing more than speculating.
I am.
Yeah,
because how am I doing more than speculating?
Because I'm asking the question that if they've done this before.
Do you believe that they've done this before?
Yes.
Let's establish that.
Yes.
Do you believe Robert Kraft when he said, "I thought Tom Brady was coming over and we were going to get a deal done like we had done previously"? Do you buy that?
No, I believe.
Okay, I thought you said you did.
No, I believe they've done it before.
You believe they've done it before, but
right.
You don't think he thought that on this particular Sunday night?
No, because the reason why he'd be coming over, because he'd know he already had a contract in hand. So Robert says, "Hey, here's the deal, Don. This is what we want. Tell Tom to come over and we'll get this thing done." Tom's coming over with no contract. How is that even possible that he's going to his house not knowing what if there's a deal out there? There's no contract in place. If he knew, and they've done this before, there would have been a contract put in place. And why not do it right after the season or 2 weeks after the season?
I think that they got in the habit, and Robert Kraft did it with this specific player and this specific player only. They got in the habit of when there was an impasse, when it came to contracts, when Bill said, "I'm not paying this for a quarterback of this age. I'm not tying the hands of the franchise based on this deal," they got in the habit of getting together and getting a deal done, and he would overrule Bill Belichick.
Do you think?
Looks like someone's been debriefed.
Yep.
Do you think that? Do you think that Robert Kraft knew exactly what Tom Brady wanted for a contract as soon as the season was over?
I think he probably could have guessed at what he wanted. Yeah.
Oh, I just got a text from the Patriots. Good job, Greg. Keep it up.
This guy is a flaming liar.
So if he knows.
I'm sorry for speculating.
So if Robert knows what Tom wants, right, contract-wise, why wouldn't he just pick up the phone and say, Tom, we're going to get this deal done?
I don't know. Maybe Tom got a new number or something.
Bob
I don't know.
Kraft is the most powerless, powerful owner in the history of sports.
You've been a very good boy.
Hello, Phil. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Phil?
Jermaine, I'm from East Boston, born and raised. You know, I'm sorry to say I was on a couple of weeks ago, but somebody wasn't happy with what I was saying. You know, now you got your Hall of Fame quarterback who left, and like every other dynasty in the league, you're going to be looking at a 5 to 10 year low before they get back to greatness.
It's possible.
5 to 10, baby.
Yeah.
It's possible because you don't have a quarterback in place. So let's say in 3 years, Stidham's not the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to find another guy. What if that takes 2 or 3 years? So next year Stidham goes, you believe now, this is unbelievable to believe, but whether it's Stidham, whether it's Hoyer, whoever, Kessler, you believe that they're going to have 10-plus wins next year anyways. But let's just play in this fantasy world. Let's say they go 6-10 for the next couple of years.
Well, hold on a second. You're saying that they're going to be horrible, and this texter says that the only reason I'm saying that they might not be is because of the relationship that WEEI has with the Patriots.
Yes, you were briefed.
Greg's relationship with Mr. Kraft.
I mean, wouldn't it then bear out that Wiggy should not say anything negative either?
We've been dumping him the whole morning.
We just didn't tell you.
We have a poll up at the Greg Hill Show on Twitter. Who will have a better record next year, the Bucks or the Patriots? The Bucks, 56%. Will have a better record than the Patriots next year.
Well, they did the over.
How many votes?
We have 732.
You, Ken, and Wiggy voted.
No, but Curtis, I think it's even better to do what Vegas did, the over and under, right? So they had the Patriots and both Bucks at 9 wins, over and under. I believe that the Patriots will be below 9 wins. And when you look at, because, you know, the Tampa Bay could go 12-4 and the Pats could go 11-5 and Tampa would still have a better season. But I don't believe that the Patriots are going to be able to get to 9 wins. So it's going to be a rebuild, like that caller said, for a number of years where Tampa Bay next year is going to be an 11-12 win team and they'll be right in the mix for contending for a Super Bowl.
This is Joe. Hey, Joe, you got an issue with me. Go ahead.
It's not an issue. Why do you always play the middle? Honestly, if he wanted him, he knew what he wanted. Don't feed us all this bullcrap. They should have signed him 2 years ago to retire him a Patriot. And Kraft is playing the game too because he's worried about not having a bad name. And you're toting the middle line. You're not taking a hard line
Bill
on this.
Bill Belichick,
you're being naive.
Hellman runs Panda Dome.
What's the middle ground in that neither Bill Belichick nor Tom Brady wanted to be together this season? What's the middle ground there?
You're playing on Kraft's side that Kraft didn't know. Kraft knew what he wanted. He should have done it 2 years ago. That's the bottom line. And you're playing stupid to that.
What did Kraft want?
What did Kraft just wanted everybody to be happy. That's what Kraft wants.
Yeah. He wanted everybody to be happy.
But see, Greg, you think that it's a equal split. There's no such thing as an equal split, not in nothing, in life. Usually somebody gets, whether it's 51% of the blame or 60% of the blame. In this situation, if you had to place blame on one side, Belichick, Kraft, or Brady, percentage-wise, I think it would be 60-40, 70-30, whatever you wanted to say, leaning towards Kraft.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, Wiggy. I got Bob Kraft on the line. Greg, he wants to know, chicken tenders or popcorn in the suite for week one?
There'll be plenty of seats available. I might even sit outside. Sounds to me like you guys think it's going to be a ghost town down there.
No, I got the memo, 99% renewals.
Somehow they're pushing that back till June for whatever reason. The
chicken tenders are good down at Gillette, though.
They are.
Along with that mac and cheese, too.
Do you think, Wiggy, Bill Belichick wanted Tom Brady this season as his quarterback?
Yes, but for a specific price.
Price is what, $17 million, the number Dale threw out there?
Yeah, maybe somewhere around there. Maybe $17-18 million, whether it's a one-year deal or if it's a fake two-year deal, but that was the price that...
And do you think Tom Brady wanted to be the quarterback of the New England Patriots this season?
Yes, for the right price.
You do?
Yep.
So he was willing for $25 million,
yep.
Even though all we hear now spin-wise is that he was done with Belichick a long time ago, essentially.
But I don't believe even that. I don't.
Oh, okay, well, all you're talking about is how all I'm accused of is believing Robert Kraft's spin. Where's Tom Brady's spin?
Well,
where's
Tom Brady? Tom Brady said it himself. Tom Brady said that, hey, go talk to Kraft. When they asked about a contract extension at training camp this year, he said, go talk to Kraft. That tells me that's the guy who wants to be here, but he's waiting for the owner and the coach to give him a contract.
And superior Kraft, come on.
Superior beings do not need to spin. Jesus and Tom Brady never spin.
You believe that Tom... See, Greg...
You should have included yourself in that.
Oh, myself,
you're
yeah.
a superior being as
oh,
well.
Oh.
You believe, Greg, that Tom was lying when he said that he wanted out at that point in time. He never...
No, I don't think he was lying. I think he wanted out after that Super Bowl.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. In August, when he says, go talk to Mr. Kraft, you're believing that even if they would have given him a deal of 2 years and $50 million guaranteed, the Drew Brees deal.
Yeah, I think he was out when he didn't get an extended deal at that point. Yes, I think he was out. When he didn't get a two-year deal, I think he was out. I think he was out.
Do you think it went back to Deflategate? That was a common theme over the weekend.
I mean, a lot of people said that. I think Wickersham alludes to that a little bit, is that he felt like they left him standing out there alone at the podium and defending himself.
I think after he
had defended Bill about Spygate.
He probably was out like come March. That's when he was out. He probably was thinking, because even afterwards we had the audio with Jim Gray talk about he spoke to the Patriots. So I think he's holding on for hope that, hey, they're going to smarten up and come to the table and give me a deal that they know I want. And it just kept going and going and going. And then by the time he goes to Kraft's house, he knows, man, they're not going to pay me.
Well, we should find all of it out at noon, because I'm sure he'll tell us every little thing at noon. Tom Brady, his first press conference, it really hurts to say this, as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, will happen at noon, and we'll have it live here at WEEI and on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
The pass is dropped by Jermaine Wiggins, the tight end. And yeah, you can tell by the reaction. He had the ball and blockers in front of him.
Yeah, it's not the conditions that made him drop it. Wiggins wanted to catch the football and run with it a little too quickly. Took his eye off the football. That's why he dropped it.
Third and 17.
We got Butterfingers over
here.
Yeah,
I remember that play, too. He's 100% right, Phil Simms. It was a screen pass. And it was one of those where I'm like, oh, I got plenty of room. And as soon as the ball hit my hands, I start to turn to get ready to run and follow the blockers, and I dropped it.
Hey, it's no different now. It's only now it's your eyes are bigger than your stomach sometimes.
No, I mean, that was what you can eat. That was one of few drops, if you go
that was
back.
Was Meridian Market.
Look at one of few drops. You won't find many drops out there.
The crossover is brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. And we are checking in with Dale this morning. Hey, Dale.
Wiggy, they had 10 catches in the Snow Bowl they could have played. I didn't hear them play any of those highlights.
That's all right, though. We had some callers calling and talking about they loved my special on Sunday.
Dale, I saw on Twitter last night that you are concerned with the whereabouts of Dr. Fauci.
I am. He is the hero of our times.
Where is he? I mean,
I'm convinced he's being marginalized and
he's in the
pushed
gulag.
To the back.
Do you feel like they showed up with some kind of a big one of those big butterfly net things and dragged him out of the house or what?
A tranquilizer gun to the side of the neck, the Black Ops team.
Well, I mean, you know,
he wakes up in El Salvador like, where am I?
The daily press briefings used to be held by Mike Pence. He got pushed to the side. Dr. Fauci was there every day. He got pushed to the side. It has become, in effect, a campaign rally.
Are you somebody who feels like what the governor did yesterday accomplished what needed to be accomplished or not enough? Like, are you on the not enough side?
It'll depend entirely on how people respond to it. And I frankly don't have a whole lot of confidence in our fellow man right now, just based on what we see out there. Listen, I've been listening to you all morning long. You're right. There is a fine line that everybody's trying to walk here between, you know, saving what you can of the economy and saving what you can of the American people. But I think if the president undoes next week what people like Governor Baker and Governor Cuomo and Governor Newsom are trying to do, we're going to pay the price in lives later on.
I think the issue is trying to find some unique approach that allows some of the economy to continue to rumble along. Like, you know, I look at sports, and why can't at some point sooner than later, why can't they go back to playing games without fans?
Right.
So that when it comes to the, you know, there's $22 billion worth of ad revenue that the networks aren't getting, that the teams aren't getting, that the people who work there aren't getting. I mean, couldn't we go back to that sooner than later? You know, that's one sector of the economy. Like, you know, look at this radio station. I mean, we can't sell any baseball games. I mean, it was tough enough to sell them before, Ken. But we can't. We can't, you know.
Well, the reason why you can't go back to it is because then there are going to be people who say, well, the athletes are going to come in contact with other people. And then
they're going to come in contact with each other.
But then when they go home, who are they then coming in contact with? Or
Dan
whatever?
Roach.
I don't know, Glenn. Where do you stand on something like that?
Or Dale, either
what
one.
What I call you, Glenn?
Hey, that's all right.
Wow.
Oh, I just got a text that said I sit on the fence as much as Glenn does. So I was distracted.
That's
by
not
that.
Possible. But
Dale, where do you stand on that?
I understand putting teams, you know, back on the ice, back on the court, back on the field. Unfortunately, it won't help the staffs of the arenas because you don't have reason to have ticket takers and ushers and concession stands workers because there won't be any fans in the building. It won't help that aspect. It certainly will help the media outlets, our radio station, NESN. I understand, you know, how that would help those guys. And I guess in our little corner of the world, great. I'm not sure it's going to help the folks out there who are struggling to make a living right now.
Well, it'd help out the camera people who might be struggling to make a living. It would help.
Yeah, and it's a smaller number.
Look, right, but it helps out somebody, right?
Yep.
If you shut everything down, you're helping nobody. At least
sure.
if you can
well,
help.
Well, you're helping to keep people alive.
Well, yeah, I mean, but if you're still maybe getting back to with no fans, but it's all going to come back to Greg, and this is when we were talking about the people in the boat, right? It's you're going to come in contact with somebody who's then going to come in contact with somebody, and who knows, and then that's kind of where everybody goes, that's why we just need to stay away.
Well, I believe me, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, just shut everything down. I mean, people go out of business, they go out of business. I understand completely what we're doing in this country and all over the world right now. But we've never been faced with anything like this. And I know that there's still a portion of the population out there who thinks this is all fake. It's just a cold. What are we doing? We're killing people's careers and livelihoods because of nothing. I think they're wrong. And unfortunately, it's going to be when their relatives start to die that they're going to then say, you know what? I was wrong.
Well, that's because you think about this, right? And I guess the number is 46,000 cases 500 plus deaths, right?
Here in America. Yes.
In America, excuse me. Here in America. So the question I would ask you, Greg, because you're in the, you know, you got your own little business and that kind of thing, is if the president would have came out right away and said, shut everything down. Everything down for 3 weeks, a month. Does that help the economy? Because we're able to stop back up in a month, rather than what we're doing now. We're kind of like Curtis said, we're putting our foot in the pool and we're taking it out.
I understand what you're saying. You're asking if the uncertainty is worse than having a three-week definitive shutdown and then we're going right back at it. But I don't know how you could ever make the decision that it's only going to be for 3 weeks. I mean, how could you ever
Well, I would think that and I'm no doctor, but I would think if you shut everything down for 3 weeks, the numbers would just come down because you wouldn't be around a lot of people, right?
Take the restaurant industry. You had a definitive date set by Governor Baker, April 7th, that they could reopen. Now, I don't think that's probably going to happen, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have landlords who are saying to those restaurant owners, sorry, can't float you. I got to make my payments. You're done and you're out. You have amazing chefs like Ken Oranger, who's a James Beard winner, mm-hmm. who had a successful restaurant in New York for the last 8 years called Toro. Very successful. Had to shut it down because his rent was $60,000 a month, and he can't pay that, and the landlord wouldn't do anything for him.
But you know there's no chance now that Trump can put people back to work, because all that would be the story is every night on all the nightly news, on all the newspaper front pages, would be the death count rising as Trump reopens the economy. Like, that is a absolute no-win situation for Trump. So it's going to be shut down for as long as it takes.
I did the math on this back a week or so ago. And the fact of the matter is confirmed cases of COVID-19 basically double in this country every 3 days. I mean, that's what you're finding, is that it basically doubles. It's actually been even a little higher than that. But that means when you get to tax day, if those numbers hold, and they may get worse, you get 2.5 million people who are now positive for COVID-19. With a mortality rate of 3%, that's 75,000 deaths.
Well, they double because more people are getting tested now. So there's a lot of people walking around who didn't know they got it. So now they get tested for it, and it's ultimately going to double. I think the thing that you had yesterday, Greg, was when you had the professor on, and he talked about the actual cases with the actual deaths, right?
Yeah.
And figuring out what is the percentage there. And I think that's what we should be looking at. I think a lot of people are going to get this because it's a disease that spreads quickly. But what's the, you know, fatality rate of people who do get
it? Is that going to be a sad thing?
It's
what
a sad
it's
thing,
be.
Right? Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing?
Believe me, we sort of batted it back and forth whether we wanted to run this thing live or not, and we're going to. But I'm not sure Patriots fans, you know, just when you thought it couldn't get worse, you get snow yesterday, you're stuck at home, and now today we're going to play Tom Brady's first press conference as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I personally won't listen.
I can't. You're not going to listen?
No, because that's the that's the thing that makes it real.
You have to listen.
Why do I have to listen? I could just.
It's your job?
No, I could hear it on our social media.
So you'll listen to it?
Yeah, afterwards. Oh, but okay. I won't listen in the moment. Because
are they going to have...
Thanks for supporting our show, Wiggy.
is the camera going to be focused on a speakerphone, like some kind of like a Dr. Evil movie or something? Well, is it going to be like a speakerphone?
I actually wondered about that, because did you notice the most recent Tom Brady posting, the TB12 posting that he put up today?
Yes.
He looks like he's in Florida, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
But it's
yes,
real. 12 o'clock, it's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
How did he not have to quarantine per the governor? That's what I want to know. Governor DeSantis wanted everyone to do a two-week
special dispensation,
quarantine.
Right? Was
that anybody coming to Florida from New York was going to have to be put on a quarantine?
Correct.
He did.
He asked them to self-quarantine when they arrive.
Well, maybe he is self-quarantined.
I guess there's like the Tom Brady rule or something. I mean,
we're going to have the guy that sat next to him on JetBlue flying down join us tomorrow.
But 12 o'clock, Greg, it is real. Man, it is real.
It's over, Wiggy.
That's it.
You got to face the facts. It's
I'm
over.
I'm going to stick my head in the sand.
Tom Brady's not walking through that door.
He will be talking about how he's looking forward to playing for the Bucks. Yeah. Imagine
that.
Is
over!
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. I still can't believe that we're here.
First, he'll say how much he misses you, Wiggy. Then he'll say how much he looks forward to playing for the Bucks.
Could somebody please ask about the Greenwich House so we can just get that out of the way?
Maybe Tom Curran will go down there and ask about it.
All right. Dale and Keefe is next, and that'll be Tom Brady live at noon, and then that's probably all
you'll be talking. Tom E. Curran at 11, by the way.
Oh, Tom E. Curran at 11. All right.
Yep.
Dale, stay safe.
You too,
guys. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.